Ad Finem by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. Read for LibriVox.org by Theo Douglas. Seattle, Washington, October 2025. On the white throat of the useless passion that scorched my soul with its burning breath, I clutched my fingers in murderous fashion and gathered them close in a grip of death. For why should I fan or feed with fuel a love that showed me but blank despair? So my hold was firm and my grasp was cruel. I meant to strangle it then and there. I thought it was dead, but with no warning, it rose from its grave last night and came and stood by my bed till the early morning, and over it spoke your name. Its throat was red where my hands had held it. It burned my brow with its scorching breath, and I said, the moment my eyes beheld it, a love like this can know no death. For just one kiss that your lips have given in the lost and beautiful past to me, I would gladly barter my hopes of heaven and all the bliss of eternity. For never a joy are the angels keeping to lay at my feet in paradise like that of into your strong arms creeping and looking into your love-lit eyes. I know in the way that sins are reckoned, this thought is a sin of the deepest dye. But I know, too, if an angel beckon, standing close by the throne on high, and you are down by the gates infernal, should open your loving arms and smile, I would turn my back on things supernal to lie at your breast a little while. To know for an hour you were mine completely, mind and body and soul my own, I would bear unending tortures sweetly with not a murmur and not a moan. A lighter sin or a lesser error might change through hope or fear divine, but there is no fear and hell has no terror to change or alter a love like mine. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.